Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to your heart. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you stir hearts today. Let people know how much you love them, that you didn't come to condemn them, but that you came that you might forgive them of their sins through the shedding of the blood on the cross when we receive Jesus. Our sins are not just covered, but they're washed away, never to be brought up against us again. Lord, save souls, and I pray that you encourage people today to make you their Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of the book of Luke, chapter 15. And it says this in 24, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to make merry. And then, you know, in this scripture it's talking about the prodigal son, when he had wasted his father's goods and had wasted his inheritance that his father gave him on riotous living. And the Bible tells us that when he lost his money and he lost his friends, he ended up in the hog pen. But in the hog pen, you know what? He got to thinking. He got to thinking about how the world had treated him. And then he got to thinking about how it was in his father's house. I want you to sit down right now, and I just want you to think about, look around right now where you're at, how the world's treated you. And I want you to think about what you're caught up in and the mess that you've made in your life and the things and the troubles that you're facing. I want you to think about how the world treats you, but I want you to think about how much your Father in heaven loves you and how he wants to bless you and be good to you and how he wants to do nothing but good for you. The Bible says that his thoughts towards you are nothing but for good. He wants to give you good. In verse 14, it says that when he had come, that he had joined himself with the people down there, and then he said in verse 18, and he said this, "I will arise and go to my father's house, and I will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee." Not only was he going to admit that he had sinned before God, but his father as well. You know, when you do things wrong, you're sinning against God, but you've done wrong things to other people too. And he decided, said, the Bible says he came to himself and he said, "I'm going back home." And the question I want to ask you is, how would you have treated that prodigal son if you had met him from the hog pen going to the father's house? Now, from the hog pen to the father's house, he didn't have no money. From the hog pen to the father's house, he was nasty and filthy. From the hog pen to the father's house, he was an outcast. From the hog pen to the father's house, he didn't have anything to eat. And I want to know, I want to ask you this question: if you had met him in the way, this son who had a changed heart but his outward appearance looked pretty bad, how would you have treated him? Would you have cast him away, said, "You're too dirty, too filthy, I don't want to fool with you. No, I'm not going to give you a dollar to get a cup of coffee. No, I'm not going to give you a McDonald's hamburger. No, I'm not going to give you a ride. No, I'm not going to give you a clean pair of socks. I don't want to fool with you because you don't look good." Let me tell you, people, you can't see the heart. And what if you'd had discouraged that boy from going home? One day we was in a truck stop and this man came and sat on a fence down beside my husband as he was at the truck stop with a mobile chapel. My husband told him, said, "Have you had anything to eat today?" And the man said, "No, I haven't." And my husband gave him a little piece of money to go in a truck stop and get him something to eat and to give him way on his way. And he said, "Mister, you don't know, but I just got out of prison and they let me off up here at the line. And I just had a dollar or two in my pocket. And I went up to a convenience store and I asked a woman, could I wash windows for something to eat and drink? And she cursed me and run me away." And he said, "I thought about going back and kill her, but I come on down to the truck stop." And he said, "Now you've been good to me." And he said, "You know what? I thank you. You know what? You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they faced. Don't be mean to nobody. If you can't help them, just smile at them and love them. If you don't have assets to give them a cup of coffee, be good to them. My Lord, don't turn them away. Don't be mean to them. Help them get back to their father's house. Help them to get back home. Help them to get back to a place where they can get some help. Because you see, you're going to give an account for how you treated them. Do you love them just like they are? Has everybody got changed before they can get in on your circle? Aren't you glad Jesus didn't treat us that way? He loves us, he wants to bless us, and he wants to take care of us. But we as God's children, he wants us to show compassion on those in the way. Be compassionate. God's been compassionate to you.